to today's program of Animates, telling stories of animals and how we connect with them. We're recording from the 2RPH studio in Sydney for the RPH Network. I'm Annette Rosen and welcome to the program. Today I'll be talking with Tanya about her life with her dog Elvis. Start off with you telling us a bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm 41 years old. I live near the city with some friends and I have my own business. I was born with spina bifida. I use a wheelchair for mobility. I drive and I have a very full life. I do gym 3 times a week and, as I said, I work and I have a boyfriend and do a lot of dog-related activities. I really enjoy. Elvis and I like going for really long walks, such as going to Circular Quay from here in the city, so that's probably about 5 kilometres.
Can you tell me a bit about how Elvis helps you with your work?
He doesn't actually physically help me with my work, but he'll sit there with me while I'm doing it. I'm sitting at my desk and he'll be there right next to me on the bed. He'll keep me company while I'm doing my work. He's got that sort of nature, so he's quite happy to lie there. He doesn't need a lot of exercise or doesn't want a lot of exercise. He's 8 years old. He's getting on. We really have quite a relaxed lifestyle, I guess, and he's quite spoiled.
Yes.
He sleeps in my bed. He gets his food on demand. He couldn't want for a better life, my Elvis.
Yes, it sounds like that. You said that before Elvis is very needy.
Oh, yes. So he has separation anxiety, so he doesn't like to be away from me for more than a couple of hours. So I try not to leave the house or leave him at home on his own for very long. When I come back to him, even if I've left the house for maybe even 30 seconds, it's like the welcome home is just like he hasn't seen me in 2 years.
Oh, that's lovely, yes.
Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't get that sort of welcome from a human being, I don't think.
Yes, very unconditional. Yeah. Can you tell us a bit about Elvis? When did you get Elvis and what made you decide to get a dog?
My father was a vet and he passed away from cancer in early 2011. And so I've always grown up with dogs. So when he passed away, my mother and I decided it was a good idea to get a dog just to keep us company. And we'd been wanting one for a couple of years by that time, especially when Dad was not well. He didn't want one at all. I suppose he didn't feel he was able to take care of it. So as soon as we were able, I started looking for a dog. I went to pet shops initially to have a look, just I thought would be my favourite. And the Cavoodle seemed to be what I liked the best. They don't shed, they're hypoallergenic, and they're very smart. So I thought that was probably the best breed to get. And I hopped online and looked for a breeder that was in Sydney. And so I found one in Maroota, which is near Dural. So I drove out there and had a look. And I actually initially wanted to get 2 girl cavoodles from a litter that was actually the litter after Elvis's litter. But then my sister was with me and the breeder came and brought out Elvis because he hadn't been sold yet from the previous litter, and my sister fell in love with him and decided that she wanted to buy him and she took him home. So meanwhile I had the deposit on the 2 girls and then my sister took Elvis home to her place. She wasn't allowed dogs at her place. So she was up all night with Elvis. He was 8 weeks old at that stage. She was so worried that he was going to make noise and somebody would find out that he was there and kick her out of her apartment or make a complaint, that she didn't sleep. And then the next day she decided that she couldn't keep him. So she was going to take him back to the breeder, but she really wanted somebody to take him instead. So she convinced me to take him. So I did, and I was able to get my deposit back for the 2 girls.
And how's that turned out for you, taking Elvis?
Oh, Oh, it was fantastic. I'm so glad I ended up with Elvis, being his nature is very suited to mine, very laid back. He's been the best thing that's happened to me in a very long time, I think.
Can you tell us a bit more about that? In what way?
Oh, well, he's very good company. Because I've been working from home for a long time, all my housemates are out during the day, so he's here. And not only that, he needs to be walked every day. So whilst I do get dog walkers to take him out for a walk, it's also my responsibility to take him out too. So that gets me out and exercising as well. So it's good for my health to have him there. Having a dog is also very good for your mental health as well. He makes you happy. Having him has made me very happy. And he was a very good puppy. He didn't chew anything. The worst that he did was when he was 1 year old, my housemate came home to him. I had left a roll of kitchen paper in my room for some reason. I'm not sure why, but it was on the floor. And he couldn't help himself. He had to tear it up. It was all over the apartment when she got home. That was the worst that he did. And so she had to vacuum it all up. But he never chewed power cords. He never chewed furniture. He used to be very helpful, bringing my shoes and socks into the living room for me.
Oh, really?
Yes, he used to do that when he was a puppy. I didn't ask him to. He just did it. That was one of his things. He'd carry my shoes and socks into the living room for me and just dump them there. And, yeah, so he's just been a lovely dog.
How does your disability affect how you care for Elvis?
I can care for him myself, but I do get some paid support to help me care for him as well. For example, in about 10 minutes, a young girl is coming to take him on a walk, and I pay her to do that for an hour every Thursday. And then another friend of mine takes him on a walk for an hour every Tuesday. And then my housemates will feed him. I have an arrangement with them. So they feed him and groom him, but bathe him every 2 weeks for me. Then they can stay here for less rent for that. So that's the arrangement I have with them. Right downstairs at the bottom of my apartment, I have the professional groomers. So that's quite, even though they're quite expensive, I can take him down there probably once every 4 months and get him shaven and washed properly.
Did Elvis need any special training?
When he was younger, I did get quite a few trainers to come in and get him to teach him how to walk nicely next to my wheelchair. So he did do that. I did take him to behavioural training quite a lot. I've had multiple trainers come in and try to get him to not be scared of skateboards because he goes absolutely crazy at skateboards. I'm not quite sure whether it's because he's scared of them or whether he thinks they're a game. I'm not sure what the problem is, but every time a skateboard goes past, he lunges at it and just barks like, no, there's no tomorrow. And I've tried to get people to take care of that behaviour, but I haven't been able to.
So how do you manage that if he goes wild about a skateboard when he's out walking with you?
Well, I have a very strong lead. There was one time that he actually got off the lead. I didn't have a very strong lead. It was quite an old one, and he ran across Burke Street after a skateboard, and luckily the traffic was going very slow that day. Could have been a lot worse. Luckily nothing happened. He didn't get hurt or anything.
That must have been a really scary experience
for
you.
It was terrible. It was terrible, yeah. So after that day, I've always made sure I've got him extra strong leads.
And there he is. I can hear him. Hello, Elvis. It sounds like Elvis, as well as being a companion, has a very special role. How would you describe that?
He comes to doctor's appointments with me, so that's a very important role that I see him having. Every time I go to the GP, he'll come with me. He'll come with me to my appointments at the spina bifida clinic. So he's there for a lot of emotional and moral support. He's had experience in pet therapy, because we used to belong to a pet therapy organisation when he was a couple of years younger.
And how did that work?
Well, he underwent some training, and we used to go to different nursing homes, and he would sit with the older people who used to have dogs when they lived at home. So he sit with them and pat him, and he loves being patted and given attention. He can sit there for hours. So it was really good for him to do that.
Mm,
and he still does that sometimes. I don't have as much time as I used to. But we will still go to the nursing home sometimes, and the older people, they love it.
He's got the right nature for that, hasn't he?
He does, yeah, yes.
Yeah. So when you started your own business, did that change a lot of things in your life and Elvis's life?
Didn't give me as much time to do the things I was doing before, I guess, such as going to the nursing homes and doing the pet therapy for other people. He does it more for me now.
I was going to ask you, what does he mean to you? But I think we've heard quite a bit.
Can't imagine my life without him, I don't think. It's just because he's there in everything I do. I mean, every time I go out or do anything, I think about whether I can bring him with me. Most of the time I actually do bring him with me to whatever I'm doing, whether it's going to a friend's house or to a relative or out for coffee or even to a shopping centre. I've always got him in mind.
So if you go to a shopping centre, do they let you take him in?
Technically not supposed to, but I get away with it.
And is he sitting on your lap?
He's sitting on my lap, so he's not bothering anyone.
Do you have any situations where you actually have to defend that?
I haven't yet. As long as he's on my lap, they generally don't say anything. But I don't actually have any assistance dog papers for him. I've never put him through that because of his separation anxiety. He would have to be okay with other people, be handled by other people, not just myself.
Would you recommend to other people to get a dog in your situation?
Oh, definitely. People think, oh, it's going to be too hard because, especially if they're on their own and they've got their own medical problems to look after. Like, there's always a way around things. If there's a way to work out how you can be helped to look after the dog, the benefits of having the companion of a dog is just definitely worth it.
You said that Elvis was trained to walk with a wheelchair. How does that work?
It wasn't actually that hard. I mean, Elvis is very treats orientated, so bribery of that sort of thing. I could get him to basically do anything. So to get him to walk on the correct side of my chair and not be walking ahead of me, not pulling me with treat, I can get him to do that.
So does he do that automatically now, or do you still need to give him treats?
I still need to give him treats because I haven't really kept it up. Occasionally, if he'll pull me, getting him under control is probably really important because otherwise I could end up in the gutter.
He's been a real ray of sunshine in your life. Thank you so much for sharing that with us today. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you and to hear all about Elvis and your relationship together and your working relationship in lots of ways.
Yes. Yeah. I actually have quite a few photos of him on my lap looking at the computer, which is quite funny.
This is the end of today's Animates program. We hope you've enjoyed it. This program was recorded at the 2RPH studio in Sydney for the RPH network. And this is goodbye from Animates for this week. Tune in a fortnight for more stories of animals and their human mates. Animates is produced by Katie Brooks, research is by Joseph Schwanzer, and my name is Annette Rosen.